Representatives from the cattle, wool, and farming industries spoke at the Nevada Drought Forum, arguing against any further cutbacks in water allocation. The farmers said the drought and subsequent water restrictions had slashed their incomes, increased operating costs, and made it hard to plan for the future. Leo Drozdoff chairs the panel and says they're collecting a candid picture of how the drought is affecting different sectors.
We are getting very honest discussion about here are areas that are working well, here's areas that probably need some work.
State climatologist Doug Boyle also testified at the hearing. He says 16% of the state is still categorized as being in deep drought, but it appears more likely that heavy rains may visit the state this winter.
There's a 90% chance that those strong El Nino conditions will persist through this coming winter, with about an 85% chance that it'll last through the spring.
How much this will impact Nevada's rainfall is still uncertain, says Boyle, since weather patterns are volatile. This is the final information gathering session ahead of a Carson City drought summit next month. From there, the panel will make a report in November, which could include recommendations for tweaking the state's water laws. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.